We have a new tape relay series starting tonight called Four of a Kind, where I'm going to be chatting to various people whose records I've been enjoying lately to find out about music that they in turn love. It's a bit like rating their record collection from afar, as three of the four songs we'll be exploring are the artist's own selection. Our first guest tonight is the Los Angeles-based Douglas Armour, whose debut album, The Light of a Golden Day, The Arms of the Night, has come out on the Social Registry label in New York. It's a fantastic pop affair that shimmies with a laid-back West Coast vibe, reined in by a beat-based, almost clubby frame. Hi, Douglas, and thanks for joining us on Tape Relay for this first edition of our Four in a Kind series.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I read a great description of your album that hailed it as a 30-year encapsulation of all things pop, and by that it meant that the record didn't speak of any particular style of music, but kind of meanders through disco, contemporary R&B and indie pop. And I think it's really fitting for a debut album to have that broad scope, especially since you must have been conscious of the two different halves of your album.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I guess the kind of main thing I'm into is just kind of no genres, and the fact that a song can be interpreted any way. I mean, almost like old Brill Building songwriters mentality. But I mean, I think any song on the album could be interpreted. A song that's more upbeat could be slow. Any song that's slow could be upbeat. So that's kind of what I guess I was trying to go for, maybe. I don't know if it comes across, but
It's your first record, and I'm not aware of you being in any other band, so really, was it one of those albums that is 30 years in the making?
Well, I mean, it's my first record under my name, like a solo record, where I'm really trying to do something pop. I mean, I've been in tons of bands, none of any real renown, but maybe to a certain extent, yeah, I mean, they're all my songs, so I guess there's no collaboration involved in it, so I guess yes and no.
So when you say that you have been in other bands, but this is sort of your first kind of pop record, what made you sort of want to go into this pop direction?
Well, some of the songs in the record are, I mean, one of the songs is like 8 years old. Some are 4 or 5 years old. Some are, I think the newest one probably I recorded 2 years ago. I guess I didn't really even intend to make an album or anything. It was just kind of recording songs, giving them to my friends. And then, just ended up Social Registry, and I guys still run the label. Rich Sherbo and Joe Gare and Jim Colville, we just kind of became friends through other friends, and they wanted to put the record out, so it was really exciting.
It's interesting that you talk about this connection with the Social Registry label. I've seen a few reviews where they're actually writing nice things about you, but they're somewhat incredulous, you know, when they compare yourself to other sort of more experimental acts on the label, like Gang Gang Dance and Growing.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, there's also been really bad reviews about, I mean, just for that same point. Yeah, I definitely think it's a pretty bold move for them to put out a record like that, you know. A record like mine, I mean, I don't really know what they're thinking.
Well, I think it's a pretty awesome album for what it's worth.
Thanks.
So getting back to this idea of the somewhat genre-hopping Douglas Armour, I guess we could say the same thing about the three tracks that you've chosen for this segment. They're sort of ranging from Bollywood scoring to grime and Hawaiian bubblegum pop. How do these songs and artists sort of fit into the Douglas Armour scale of things?
Well, I think kind of all the tracks, there's like a real sense of humour to them, and it's a real kind of beautiful, pure thing. I mean, I guess to various degrees on each one. You know, it's always tough, like, picking a couple of songs to your whole pantheon of what you love. Like, I think two of them are A's. So, you know, the artists begin with letter A. I think that was kind of... Yeah, I mean, they're they're all bangers that I've been loving lately.
All right, so we'll start off with the first one, which is from A.R. Rahman. Tell me a little bit about how you came across this fella.
Well, a buddy of mine, Tim DeWitt, he is really obsessed with Bollywood. And so, you know, just through friends, you kind of get into things and just do your own research. And the A.R. Rahman song, I mean, I think it's the most beautiful song I've ever heard. It's kind of has everything that any kind of genre you could put into one song. And it's so beautiful. And it's pretty undeniable. So
I didn't realize he was such a popular composer. Apparently, he's actually one of the world's top 30 all-time selling recording artists with over 200 million cassettes sold.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is kind of the premier Bollywood composer.
The track that we're hearing is actually the first in a series of six pieces which form the soundtrack to the movie Sangamam. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
And what's it like?
It's, I don't know, I mean, it's, some of it's I mean, that's the thing with Bollywood is that, you know, a lot of it, at least to my taste, can be a little hokey, but the music is really unbelievable in it. That's just kind of, I'm really more into the music aspect than the art direction and the cinematography and dancing and choreography.
This is a very interesting track, and I'm glad that you've chosen it because I've not heard of him before. And what I did like about A.R. Rahman is that apparently his success is sort of owed to the fact that he uses Western instruments to invoke Indian sounds, while other sort of Bollywood composers apparently use Indian instruments to create Western sounds.
I hadn't really thought of that before.
Well, anyway, we're going to hear this track now in the first of the Four of the Kind series from Douglas Armour. This is a track from A.R. Rahman off the soundtrack Sangamam, and the piece is called Viraga Nati.
கண்மணியே உருத்தும் காணாதவும் உருவம் கண்ணுக்குள்ள இனிக்கும் கண்ணுக்குள்ள
குள்ளன் கூட இருக்கேன், உடம்பு விட்டு ஊசி மட்டும் தள்ளி நிற்கேன், கிழிஞ்ச நஞ்ச எதை கொண்டு நான்
That was a track from African Boy, One Day I Went to Lidl, from the album Can of Whoopass, Volume 1. And before that, we heard a piece from A.R. Rahman, Viraga Nati, off the Sangamam soundtrack. And we're speaking to Douglas Armour at the moment, who is a Los Angeles-based musician, and he's chosen three tracks in our Four of a Kind series. The second one that we just heard was from African Boy, who has a bit of a sense of humour in his grime dubstep sounds.
Yeah, he does. But yeah, I mean, there's also a lot of really poignant political commentary also. I mean, it kind of jumps back and forth between that.
It's a very funny track that you've chosen anyway, which is primarily about shoplifting in supermarket chains.
Yeah, Lidl, well, actually, I lived in Berlin for a couple of years in Germany, and there's Lidl's there. They seemed okay. I guess from friends of mine that are English told me that Lidl's kind of a budget supermarket chain. Yeah, the first few verses are just kind of jokey about it, but then, the third verse is really about immigration. I think it's pretty right on.
Do you listen to a whole bunch of dubstep and grime music?
Yeah, I definitely dig the stuff that I've heard. I'm definitely not an expert on it. But, everything I heard, the Roll Deep and Tinchy Strider, and obviously kind of the, I guess, in the more pop stuff, Dizzy Rascal is awesome. It's all great. I think it's definitely more interesting current genres going around.
Why I ask that is because there is some of that beats that have transferred into the Douglas Armour record. Your album is quite a poppy affair, but there's these sort of undercurrent of beats that come from a more electronic place.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that the radio music that I'm most interested in, at least in the States, is like R&B and hip-hop. I mean, sonically, there's just the sounds are really by far the most interesting, in my opinion, sounds around. So, yeah, I definitely try to get in there and reference that stuff.
From African Boy, we're going to hear now a track from Don Ho, who is a Hawaiian performer, I guess, a traditional Hawaiian pop performer. I haven't heard too much about him, but is he sort of big in the American pop psyche?
Well, not really. I mean, he passed away earlier this year or late last year. I don't really know how to describe him. He's kind of just like the king of the ukulele. I just thought it was a funny thing, like, halfway between L.A. and Australia is Hawaii or something. I don't know. It's a great song. Yeah, it's kind of like the Elvis Presley of Hawaii without all the pharmaceuticals, I think. He just liked, champagne. But, yeah, especially in L.A., there's a big Japanese community, and there's always these kind of bizarre ukulele festivals downtown. I mean, it's crazy, like thousands of people there for just like kind of ukulele stars from all over the world that you've never heard of, But it's a great song, and it totally has kind of like a Patsy Cline country, like the best musicians are playing the simplest things, and it's just it's a banger.
And it's an interesting fact about Don Ho, that for some 40 years he entertained tourists in Hawaii, but he would always pretty much start and end his show with the same song, which is the song that we're about to hear, Tiny Bubbles. It was pretty much his big hit.
Right, yeah.
This is Don Ho now.
Tiny bubbles and make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over, with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea, and mostly here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubble,
tiny bubble,
in the wine, make me a happy. Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
Make me warm all over. With a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
Tiny bubbles.
Ooh, Ali. Gonna love you, gonna love you.
That was a track from Don Ho, Tiny Bubbles, and we're speaking to Douglas Armour. We've been exploring a few tracks that he's chosen for this Four of a Kind segment, tracks that I think Douglas has been getting into lately. And of course, the last track that we're exploring is a song from his album, which came out, as I said, on the Social Registry label earlier this year. The album is called The Light of a Golden Day, The Arms of the Night. And the song that we're about to hear is called Fall Apart Again, which to me is like the perfect encapsulation of pop. It's such an amazing pop song, Douglas.
Oh, well, thanks.
So tell me about the song. Are there any good anecdotes around the song?
I'm trying to remember kind of how it kind of came around. I mean, for me, the writing of the words is always the last thing. I mean, I just have the song with the melody kind of first. And, I just want to do a song with, I mean, the beat is so straight, and the bass line is just kind of like a Van Halen one-note bass line, you know? Just trying to do the most simple song I could do, but make it sound interesting and have some movement. So, yeah, thanks. I like that one, too.
In the scale of the album, though, it kind of fits really well between the more guitar-based stuff on the record as well as the dancier kind of things.
Yeah, just really trying to just do, I feel like all the songs are just kind of, they're almost like experiments or something, like songwriting, you know, just trying to do something that you would never do, you know, like just trying to make a song that makes you laugh or something. And I really like the piano thing and the verse that I kind of just stumbled upon. And good one.
This is a track from Douglas Armour, Fall Apart Again. And Douglas, it's been very lovely to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
guess you don't know.